My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the co-founder, the star, just dazzling overall entertainer. That is the heart of the Capitol Steps. Elena, how are you?
You're running out of adjectives, aren't you? I don't know. Am I in your binder? That's all I want to know.
Would you like to be?
I don't know if I want to be in a binder or not.
Apparently, it leads to government work in Massachusetts. I don't know. But
yeah, I guess binders full. I don't know. Bill Clinton seems very interested in binders full of women. I'm not sure.
That was all over the internet the next
day. I know. It's like very, very funny. It's like, oh, I didn't know you could get them in binders. So
two debates down, one to go, Elena.
Are you worried about your loopholes?
Depends which ones they go after, but
you don't want them closing on you.
Yeah, I like my deductions for the most part. But hey, if they cut my taxes overall and I pay less taxes overall, I'm pretty good with that, I think.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what to believe here? But yeah, I don't have very many loopholes, so I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Mitt Romney claims he has a 5-point plan. President Obama claims Mitt Romney has a 1-point plan. Mitt Romney claims President Obama has a 1-point plan. Obama's just going to raise taxes. Mitt Romney's just going to cut taxes for rich people. So pretty sure neither one agrees with the assessment of the other. Big, big, big shock there, I'm sure.
I don't know. You vote on whoever has more points, less points, I don't know.
Well, if it's less points, then Mitt Romney's going in the wrong direction, because in the primaries he had a 59-point economic plan, and now he's
really
down to 5.
Wow. So that's a lot of points.
Somebody's running low on whiteout.
Well, the Capitol Steps predicted Barack Obama's plan to raise taxes on the rich, actually, a little while back, and did a song about it, and I think that's what we got today, right?
Excellent. With your hostess, I believe, in this song, Miss Elena Newport.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may know that recently Barack Obama sang the blues with B.B. King at the White House, but you may not know he's also starring in a new musical. Here's a clip.
A fiddler with the truth. Sounds crazy, no? But you could say that in our little city of Washington, D.C., every one of us is a fiddler with the truth, trying to take a position that makes everyone happy. Now you may ask, is it possible to answer a question without offending anyone? Well, yes and no. So it's time to say a prayer for our country. Oh, dear Lord. Wait. We don't want to offend anyone, so let's just say, oh, dear, possibly a divine architect of unknown denomination and indeterminate sex. We know there are many, many poor people. Wait, poor sounds disparaging, so we'll call them disenfranchised. We realize it's no shame to be disenfranchised, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if I just took a little bit more of some people's good fortune, spread it around a little bit? If I tax each rich man, oh, Solyndra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long I'd piddle tidy sums if I tax each wealthy man. Oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out, and then I would have so many, many fans if I tax salons where Boehner tans. I'd give free health insurance out by the millions, pay off the houses they foreclosed, electric cars without any tanks to fill. There would be new green fuels with jobs by the thousands if we paid, no one would be opposed. If we forced Catholics to go on the pill, I'd start new programs where your cat could get food stamps. Class warfare lines would now be drawn. If the rich complain, I'll just raise our tax again. And as our stash goes up, I'd have extra money to pay for gay weddings from now on. But only if they play It's Raining Men. It's such a simple tax plan, 'cause the rate that's great for you and you and you and you and you will be in the budget I submit. Here's how I will get votes out of it. Your tax rate will now apply to Mitt. And I bet you 10,000 middle-class voters that if that happened, I'd be a re-elected man. Thank you.
Elaine, it always goes back to Mitt Romney's 14%.
Y'all got to get me one of those 14% tax rates.
Yeah, I guess so. First, you got to make the money, and then you can invest it in something, and then make even more. I think that's how it works. But I'm sure the capital steps pays a very lucrative tax rate.
Well, you've heard Steve Martin's routine about how to be a millionaire and not pay taxes.
What's that?
He says, first you get $1 million. That's the first thing you do. and then you don't pay taxes on it. That's really pretty much the whole plan.
You know who tried that? The guy who won the first Survivor. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, he did.
So I guess if you're going to get your million, that's great, but try not to do it in front of 100 million people and then pretend that you never made the money. So
who didn't know that he had that income?
Exactly. Right. Kind of hard to claim that you forgot about that. But
he ate a lot of bugs for that money.
Yes, he did. Oh, so what are you excited about most down the stretch here, Elena?
We've got another debate next week. We're just, these debates have been a gold mine for us, and we're we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, rest up. Only 2.5 weeks to go, I think. Elena, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Elena Newport, start at the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. You can buy their stuff there. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.